A man has been diagnosed with the virus in what Dr. Bill Lutzen calls a pretty average year for incident rates. Lutzen is the El Paso County Public Health Medical Director. He says it's not unusual for mosquitoes to still be active.
It's possible that there may be one or two more cases, but in general, we would expect both here and in the rest of the state that as we move into October, that the mosquito activity in terms of biting on humans and transmitting the virus is going to be on kind of a downslope.
As of late last week, the state health department showed 197 total cases of West Nile virus, with nearly 80 of those in Larimer County alone. Pueblo City County health officials announced their first human case last week. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.